This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I guess I saw you guys. Yeah, you're right. Happy New Year. Or almost. I haven't even thought about it, to be honest. I couldn't tell you if today's Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. When you're in the season, you kind of get lost with, I guess, the days and where you're at in the season, but yeah, no resolutions. Resolutions? Is that what it's called? I don't have any yet.
How are you feeling? Sean said that you're better than you were last week. At this time, do you feel like you're in a good spot with your...
Yeah, I feel like we're in a good spot. Just continuing to try to do all the things right and make sure I'm ready to go.
How different?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still treating it as the most important week and making sure that we're not just going through the motions and we're taking everything extremely seriously and holding ourselves to the standards that we like to hold ourselves to, which is the playoff caliber standard. So, yeah, just making sure that, you know, having a good week of practice, game planning as well as we can, you know, and still trying to become the best versions of ourselves throughout this week that we can.
About that playoff caliber standard, how does maybe the way you guys performed as an offense last week maybe influence the way you guys attacked this week?
I mean, obviously, we wish to have played better, and, you know, there's still things that we're going to continue to work on and continue to grow from. But yeah, this is a week that we can, you know, figure out, you know, what wasn't particularly well last week and try to come out here this week and practice and throughout the game and try to improve on those things. And that's what we're going to do.
How much do you appreciate the balance of keeping you healthy versus playing? You know, I mean, you can still get your mental reps in preparation, but just the value of you being healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, trusting in what coach is, you know, telling us, and I'm not sure exactly what the whole plan is, and I know we're working through some different options and some scenarios right now, but, you know, having the mindset of, you know, ready to roll, whatever's asked of me, I'm going to do, and there is that thin line between you guys are already in the playoffs and don't want to do anything too crazy and try to get healthy, but at this point is, you know, come game day, I'm going to be ready, and whether that's this week or next week. And, yeah, I just got to prepare as if I'm ready to roll.
What are your thoughts or emotions on this likely being the last home game at Highmark?
Yeah, it means a lot. I know we got the red helmets out. Those are going to be pretty cool. I've obviously seen them in the locker, and they're really sweet. And, you know, a lot of good memories in the stadium, you know, but looking forward to making new ones as well.
The red helmets, I know you've had them for the stadium practice during training camp a lot. When did you realize kind of how big they were to the fan base here, and when did you latch on to them?
I think that first time I wore it in the red and blue game and, you know, didn't realize how big of a thing it was for the fans really up until that point. And, you know, I think it's a cool opportunity, obviously an ode to the past. And, you know, that's as players, anytime you get to wear something new, it's fun. And I know this year we haven't been particularly great in switching up what we've been wearing. So there's that, but try not to be superstitious about it.
Josh, going back looking at all the games you played inside of the stadium, is there a moment you go back to where you kind of just hit about how different this place is and the fan base and what that all means to this community?
Yeah, my rookie year, final game against the Dolphins. It was Kyle Williams' last game. I think we were 5-10 at that point. But it was still a packed stadium because they wanted to show one, the team, but two, Kyle, who had been here for a long time and one of the Bills greats, and to kind of send him off with as much love as they can give. And early on in my career, to see that, you know, being 5-10 and being like, holy cow, like the fans here are just, they absolutely love this football team. And that was kind of when I knew.
About just in his locker the other night for a little bit of a while after the game and kind of hitting him. Has there been a moment this season that's kind of hit you that, I don't know, anything special about this current stadium that you're like, man, this is the last time we'll be in here?
I try not to get, you know, too sentimental about it. And really haven't allowed myself to think that. You know, we've always hoped that our last regular season game wouldn't be the last game here. Now, whether that's true is yet to be seen, I guess, but more than likely is. So, yeah, just trying to savor every moment of this last one that we can.
It's been a few weeks since Deion was announced as the Walter Payton Man of the Year for the Bills, but just what are your thoughts on why he's deserving of that award, not only of this year, but like the last couple of years he's been the guy for this award?
Yeah, I mean, I think every year he continues to grow, not just as a football player, but as a human being. I think his you know, his why as to why he plays this game, you know, it's very important to him. And, you know, the person that he is day in and day out, it's never changed, you know. And I think that, again, he's become more intentional over the course of his career. Obviously, everything that he does off the field and the impact that he has in this community and to younger people around him, it means a lot. I mean, again, he put so much effort into this game. But again, you know, the loud, boisterous personality that he is, he's been able to bring such great impact here in Western New York. It's been awesome to see.
I know the number one seed is important, but how much does seeding matter to you when it's between 7 and 5?
I mean, 5 at least gives you an opportunity potentially to have a home game. I know that, like I said, the chances are very slim of that happening, but if you're 7, you don't have a chance. So there's that. But at the end of the day, you have to go into it knowing that you're going to have to win playoff games on the road. And obviously it starts with the first one. So, at that point, you know, everybody in the playoffs is a good team. Everybody's 0-0, and it doesn't really matter who you play. It's just about who executes best on that given day.
You guys have always talked about the scar tissue and just from various playoff losses in the past, but you've got one right behind you and what happened for you personally.
Yeah, every possession matters. You know, every play matters. You know, they're the defending champs, and we got to see that. And we know what it takes to win those games. And again, I make one more play, and we're talking a different tune today, but that's where we are, you know. But yeah, it just comes down to finding ways to execute as well as we can and making sure that we cherish and prize each possession that we have. Yeah, I've taken too many, and those, most of them, I can sit here and every quarterback can say, not everyone is going to be on you, but I've taken a lot of unnecessary sacks, opportunities where I can either throw the ball away or get the ball out quicker, you know, and I got to be better in that aspect.
Good rushing yards. It could clinch that title this week. Obviously, there's another game.
Yeah, it takes everybody on the field. Yeah, there are 9 guys out there blocking. You know, there's been times where he's broken a run and, you know, may have not had an extra 15 to 20 yards if those receivers weren't downfield blocking for him. But, you know, it takes everybody. But also James is such a special back. The way that he sees the field when he's got the ball in his hands, he's a truly special player. And, you know, again, I don't know exactly what's going to happen this week and who's playing, who's not playing, how many reps, whatever. But he's definitely deserving of that rushing title. And, you know, we love having him.
This is a really specific question, but when did you start
start doing the, before you go out for warm-ups, do that little huddle with some of the offensive players? Like, when do you start doing that, and why do you do that?
Where is that?
Like right in the tunnels before, like, you do with, like, the skill position players, like, you do a little breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
You go out for warm-ups. Like,
I think I've done it my entire career, yeah.
Why do you do that, I guess, and when did it start? Like,
just coming out, you know, in unison and making sure that, again, giving them a last little tip or reminder what I'm thinking, playing together, making sure that we're straining each and every play and ultimately playing for each other, and that's the main goal.
I know we talked to you about this last year when you took the one snap in the game, but why is the start streak that you have so important to you?
I mean, I think it's important to me just because, you know, the maybe some of the little ailments or bumps and bruises that I've played through. I take a lot of pride in being out there for my teammates. You know, I think that's kind of the main thing is just, you know, I feel like I've sacrificed a lot to be on that football field just because I love it so much. And it's my favorite thing to do is play this game. Yeah, I just, I guess that'd be the reason why. Hey, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.